Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is in the news for November 12, 2024. You know, every once in a while, a man named Gary comes along and rocks our world, you know?
Love the Garys. Big fan of Garys and Bobs. You tell me, hey, you need to meet Gary, you need to meet Bob. I'm like, all right, let's do this. Maybe a nice Dan.
This is Gary Christensen, and he is an Oregon man. And he lives in Happy Valley, and he has recently set a record, a Guinness World Record, not just any record, Guinness World Record.
Is there any other kind?
He paddled nearly 46 miles in a giant pumpkin.
Yeah.
On the Columbia River. He did that in October. And, yeah, that's a record.
Yeah.
45.67 miles. And it is the longest journey by pumpkin boat.
Yeah. And
at times he did have to battle the elements out there.
I like on the pumpkin, it just says it's real. Again, as I've said many times in these sorts of stories, congratulations on the record. Impressive.
He called it Punky Loafster.
But as I ask every time, why?
Why not? Why not? Well, it's an easy question to answer. Why not?
How long did it take him to paddle that?
It took him... Bloop, 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 bloop.
See here, 35 hours.
35 nice hours.
So he paddled for 35 straight hours.
Yes.
What was his food sitch like?
I don't know.
A couple power bars in there with him, or what are you doing? It's a long time.
Yeah. It just the idea of doing anything for 35 hours for the sake of being in a record book, although, you know, he said that was a goal of his since he was a kid, so there he is.
Is there something dangerous about that? On the river, like at night? I don't know.
Well, he's in a life jacket. And I'm sure there was like a support pumpkin boat next to him. Maybe like a giant squash that, you know, I don't know, a cucumber or something. I see him. He looks happy as can be.
Yeah. He really did enjoy this, Gary. You can see it in his eyes and on his face.
I'm assuming he grew the pumpkin?
He's really excited. No, the pumpkin comes from Jim Sherwood. Mm. And he's the guy who won the Giant Pumpkin Award.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah. Said he trained in earnest. He ran 5 miles a day and spent weekends kayaking stretches of the Columbia, preparing for the river's currents.
Yeah.
I mean, I think...
Pretty big time.
I think kayaking that many miles on the Columbia is impressive, let alone a pumpkin.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't know. I thought I would sink a pumpkin.
I knew that they floated. I knew you could actually turn them into, like, little boats. But my question then becomes, how do you know when you have the right one? Because, like, it's pretty easy to tip a regular boat that's meant for floating. Like, a round pumpkin, I feel like, would tip pretty easy.
Yeah. Maybe you got to test it out, you know?
Well, and then also, they go bad. They get mushy. So, like, you only have such a window to figure out that you got the right equipment.
Yeah, he said the... somewhere around Multnomah Falls, the conditions worsened and he started taking on water. He said at that point, I was basically paddling a bowl of pumpkin soup. He said he kept trying to bail water, but he thought he was going to capsize.
Did he drink it?
No, he said he just kept paddling with, can you imagine how disgusting that was? He's just sitting in a giant pumpkin mush. Yeah, he just kept going though. So there you go.
What a champ.
Yeah. He rested for just 3 hours.
Oh, he was allowed to rest.
Yeah, he said he rested for... he had to wait for calmer currents. Rested for 3 hours.
I'm sorry. The Guinness book should not include breaks in your record. I know you did it, but...
I agree.
If the conditions weren't great, then you didn't do it.
Buckley's calling him out.
Yeah. A little bit. I mean, I think it's quite the feat, but it seems like it was non-consecutive.
Do you think he squashed the previous record?
Yeah.
And then he had some light bars that he cracked?
Nothing?
Well, this story just gets better and better. So I guess he cracked the, you know, some of the chem lights or whatever, and they caught fire. The light bars caught fire just a few hours after nightfall, and he had to put the fires out.
Toasted pumpkin seeds?
But it burned a hole in the seat, and it scorched his life preserver?
Jesus.
The perils of pumpkin floating.
Totally.
Oh my God.
Much less the sharks out there.
Yeah. And then they beached the pumpkin at 7 a.m. to try to catch a few hours sleep. So he did not, this was not a nonstop thing.
Well, clearly not.
No, he took breaks.
And there's his food sitch. He probably
had a nice little meal. Had a little sando.
There's a bunch of kayakers behind him. They probably give him a sandwich.
Yeah, someone's got a backpack and a cooler.
Yeah,
takes a pee real quick.
He did catch himself on fire, so. I mean,
whatever.
Yeah.
Nice job, Gary.
Way to go. The Gare Bear out there breaking pumpkin records.
That is in the news for November 12, 2024. Coming up next, we have the Hot 5 at 5, but you probably already knew that. We have a offensive coordinator fired in the NFL. The NBA Cup is tonight. And Juan Soto has set his meeting list. Free agent meeting list. Are the Mets on it?
I'm guessing anyone willing to give him the money will be on the list.
Are the Mariners on it? No. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.